If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Paul Lisnick Behind the Curtain, my opportunity to step away from the world of politics and law you watch me cover on television all the time into the world of theater and arts and magic. And this interview is sort of everything in one, because we're going to revisit a show we've talked about before, Teatro Zanzani, except this time I get to do it just with one of my best friends. And that is Cuneo, who is the MC, the star of this version of Teatro Zanzani. Cuneo, good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you as well. Thanks for having me.
So this show, this iteration, because some people have said, well, I saw that show 2 years ago. I said, we should explain to people that they might have seen it 2 years ago. They haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a fascinating production for so many reasons, and I appreciate you calling me star, but like the cast is so, it's such an intimate show that everybody's a star.
I know it's ensemble, but it's just, I love you.
So. But you know, we're friends, so I get the good billing. But no, so Teatro Zanzani is like the name. That's the umbrella. That's the name of the company. You know, that's the circus that we work for. But within that umbrella, every 6 months or so, it's an entirely brand new concept. It's an entirely brand new show. Now, if you've been, the things that people...
By the way, you said circus. You mean circus.
Circus, absolutely. Circus, comedy, live band, live music, dinner. It's almost too many things to try to explain in one sitting. You know, it really is something that has to be seen to be understood. And one of the things that's so spectacular and so unique about it is, unlike most forms of like live entertainment, it's not you sit in the chair and there's, you know, entertainment happening up on stage. This is a 360-degree experience. It happens in front of you, above you, next to you, under your table. Like, there's even if it were the same show, you could go back three times and never see the same show twice, because there's just so much happening all at once.
And nothing like it going on here.
Truly, truly. And I think it's maddening for our PR at times, because people really are at a loss for how to describe it. It really is something that has to be seen to be believed. And as I was saying before, every 6 months, it's a whole new cast of musicians, acrobats, comedians, you know. So even, you know, the things that you will come to expect if you've been, you're going to see people flying in the air. You're going to have a fabulous four-course meal. You're going to hear incredible voices, incredible musicians, but it's never quite packaged exactly the same. And that keeps it fun for us. That keeps it fresh for the audience. And it keeps it from getting stale, you know? So it's not like if you go see Phantom of the Opera, you see the same, it ends the same way every time. You
know, chandelier's coming down no matter what.
Exactly. Wicked, she's always going to get on the broom and fly, you know? Zanzani, you truly never know what you're going to see. But I can guarantee you're always going to see something you will have never, ever seen before. You know, like that. True.
You and I have known each other for a long time. And so for people who have also followed your career, let's just remind them. Wasn't that the guy in the Jersey Boys? Yes, that was the Jersey Boy guys. Yes, that's Under the Street Lamp guy. All that stuff. But I also know there's this rock and roll part of you. Maybe that's an old person's term. I don't know. But there's this rock and roll part of you. And it seems to me that, and you've been in Teatro Zanzani before doing other things, but it looks like this iteration of the show really plays to you, who you are, and the music you love to sing.
Yeah, it's really fun. You know, like as a freelance performer, as a musician, as a singer for hire, you know, so often you are hired to do a certain thing. You know, you got to kind of fit yourself into whatever the job at the moment is, whether that's, like you said, you know, Jersey Boys singing Four Seasons music, or Under the Street Lamp singing Etta James music. With this show, you know, as you mentioned, I've worked for Zanzani. This is maybe my third or fourth contract with them. And with any company that you get to establish a rapport with and develop a relationship with, one of the joys of returning to the people you love working with is they know who you are, and they give you the tools to support that more and more each time. My default, what I do when I'm not performing in a theatrical setting is I sing with heavy metal bands. I sing with a band called Brass Against. I sing for a band called Bite. Very exciting, very intense, aggressive, in-your-face kind of music. And with this version of Teatro Zanzani, what's been truly exceptional, and the big perk and the big joy for me, is getting to sing with Liv Warfield, who is famously, you know, sang leads for the band Heart. She sang with Prince. She was just... you know, did a spectacular job on America's Got Talent. Well,
I was actually going to go to her next, but yes. Yeah. By the way, we should say, just for viewers and listeners, Liv was to join us this morning, but she was performing last night, and she's on a plane right now.
Yeah,
and
she had a big talk,
and we all kind of agreed that we didn't want to keep postponing, and yeah, she's like you, all over the place, doing these shows. But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt.
To your point about this show being a little bit more rock and roll, a little bit more intense, a little bit more aggressive musically, you know, Liv and I have become dear, dear friends through the Zinzani connection, and she's one of my absolute favorite people to sing with. And this is the first time in a few years where we've really gotten to sing together. And they, this time around, really gave us the keys to the tent. They really gave us the freedom to just have a lot of influence on what we wanted to sing and what we wanted to sing together, and really bringing sort of a more contemporary, more edgy sort of style to the tent vocally and musically that I think just creates a ton of excitement. And, you know, the two of us just feed off of each other. You know, you can see the chemistry is tangible. The joy that we have when we get to perform together, the way that she'll surprise me night after night, and the way that I'll try to make her laugh night after night. I think it's really exciting, because not only do you see the fun we're having, it's inevitable that the audience is going to get on board with that and have fun as well. You know,
it's really a testament to your talent, because given where you started that answer and where you end up, one would think that somebody might have come to you and said, Cuneo, we're doing this Teatro Zinzani. Let me show you the score and Liv. Let's just show you the numbers. Right. But it sounds like they said, actually, Cuneo, Liv, let's talk to you, and we're going to build a show based on what you want to do.
That's 100% right. And in the past, that is more usually it's, okay, here's the songs we'd like you to sing. Here's the, you know, this is the sort of the concept or whatever. And you're 100% correct. Like, I think they, you know, I think they trust our taste and our talent. They know what we are capable of together and what we bring to the tent. And I think that was really the joy of this process for she and I, was the fact that not only do I get to work with one of my best friends, and we get to just kind of commiserate and, you know, scheme together what we want to do, but they know that the more fun that we have, the more fun the audience is going to have. And so they really gave us the freedom to say, we trust you guys. We know you know what you're all about. Put on a show. Let's have fun, you know.
It also seems like this show, I mean, when I first saw it, with Divrin K, even back when you were first in it, it played to, it was almost a, I'm not quite right, but almost a vaudevillian kind of a show, reaching probably a bit of an older audience. I loved it, but a bit of an older audience. And this one looks like it's saying, no, you know what, younger people, you need to come to this show too, because while your parents may like it as well, as they always have, but there's a reach out here, I think, to younger people because of the kind of music and some of those, I'll call it costuming, that you probably wear in the heavy metal world gets to show up here too.
Yeah, there's definitely... they've definitely, like I said, given us a wider berth in terms of, you know, bringing a more contemporary sensibility. It still is this very uniquely European sort of old school structural experience, you know, in terms of, like you said, like there's some very broad comedy and mm-hmm. just the nature of it being circus, and also there being the whole dinner aspect involved certainly influences the experience. But I think they gave us permission to really cast a wider net and to certainly embrace our own sort of youth and vitality and bring that into the tent in a very specific way. But what's funny is, you know, even that said, the music that we're doing, it's like we're singing Aretha Franklin, we're singing Journey, we're singing, you know, we're singing songs that, you know, some of the songs are from the 40s, some of the songs are from the 80s. It's still... I think it feels young and energetic, and I think it feels exciting because of the way that we have been given the freedom to approach it and perform. But when you look at the actual content, it all falls into a very familiar sort of scope of the greatest hits of, you know, the American songbook, so to speak. And it's like we've got disco, we've got rock and roll, we've got blues, we've got classic soul, we've got jazz. Like, so there really is still something for absolutely everything. And I think you can show up to the show and be, you know, 70 years old. You can show up to the show and be 15 years old. You're going to feel heard. You're going to recognize, you're going to be able to identify with the material that's unfolding throughout the night. And I think that's to their credit. I think it's
and
really
fun. And while I ask you this next question, feel free to take a sip of your tea if you'd like. Oh my, you have a political report mug. Look at that. I didn't know.
Just a little cross promotion.
That's a subliminal advertising on the side. No, what I was going to say is that, as you said, it's in the round. It is under an actual circus tent that was built in I don't know when, and there's only a few of them in the world. But the audience gets to get involved here too, but not in an insulting, please don't call on me, kind of a way. It's a fun thing.
Yeah, it's definitely we dance. It's definitely a dance. It's a fine
We're
line
on the table sometimes.
Because it's inevitably immersive. Like the space is so intimate, and as you said, it's in the round. And because there's not a proscenium stage, you know, the performances happen in front of you, behind you, above you, as I said before. And that's truly an in between. Like while there are sort of the meal breaks, the performers are engaging with the audience. They're animating. They're coming to your tables. They're talking to you. But I do think part of what makes it fun, part of, you know, the part of what makes the show so different from night to night is the audience. And it's our job to kind of be able to read the room, so to speak, and be able to, you know, see who's going to have a really good time if we poke a little fun at them, or if we try to bring them on stage for a little bit here and there. And then obviously, like, it's very clear too, the people that just want to watch or just want to observe and not participate in that way. But there is, because there's not that established etiquette of, you know, butts in a seat, performers on a stage, there is a lot more freedom to kind of, you know, engage with the audience in a more creative and a more personal way. And I think people really respond to that, because not only are they falling in love with performers or performances or this incredible, you know, hand-to-hand act or this beautiful, you know, acrobat flying through the air, they're getting to know us as people. They're getting attached to the performers themselves because there is such a personal relationship that gets to be established. It's not, you know, it's a 2.5 hour evening. And there's only 8 people in the cast. So you really do get to have a very personalized experience with each and everybody in the show, which I think is different from most forms of entertainment.
And I love the freedom it gives you. The one night that I was there, and although you had to run and change and whatever, you know, you were still able to kind of come over real quick and give me a quick hello. And then off you went to do
Absolutely.
What you had to do, which of course, in a proscenium stage kind of world, that could never happen.
Yeah.
And so impressive to my friends, by the way. But let me also ask, you mentioned right up front, you sort of said, and this 4-course meal, and we kind of left that, but I think we should talk about that, because part of getting the ticket is getting this really well done meal that by the way, you stop from time to time and give people a chance to chat with folks at their table and enjoy the courses of that meal.
No, it's such a unique thing. And I hesitate to use the term dinner theater, because although there is a dinner, people have associations with dinner theater that I don't think apply to this experience. Not just because of the style of entertainment, because again, like, it's not just these world-class performers from literally all over the world. You have performers from France and Ukraine and, you know, Brazil, and Liv and I are from the States. That's kind of boring in retrospect, but you know, like, it is a truly international cast of just the best of the best in terms of the circus world, but that also applies to the food. You know, the menu changes on a very regular basis. It's very seasonal. You might come 1 month and it'll be this kind of a starter and these are your options, and it was 6 weeks later you come back and it's a completely different meal. But I think it makes their job extremely difficult. I don't know how they manage to do that, because you're trying to create not only a very world-class entertainment experience, but this is Chicago. This is a food town, and I'm from New York City, and I say this, you know, with no, not pulling any punches, but the food in Chicago, I think, is the best. I think it's the best food town in the country.
Wow.
So if you're going to be serving dinner to people that are used to going to places like, you know, Alinea and Rosemary and, you know, Avec and Kasama and all of these just incredible restaurants,
and Portofino,
you got to hold your own. You know, it can't just. You know, be a wedding buffet or some nonsense like that. And so I think they do. They take great pride not just in the quality of talent that they're able to attract, but in the totality of the experience that they provide from top to bottom. You know, it's like the cocktails to the food service to the service staff, even the waiters and the servers in the show. I don't think they get nearly enough credit for how hard their job is, because they will be dancing and performing with us on stage as often as they are grabbing your drink order and serving your steak, you know? So
I think that's what people don't realize, is that, and even when you arrive at the show, I don't mean to be giving anything away, but let's just say there might be people around you as you're settling in and whatever, somebody you might think just works the room, literally working, you know, the electrician or something, and you find out later that, oh, actually they're a performer, but they've been out there sort of connecting and talking. I'm curious, there is a contortionist in the show. Does she like walk around backstage with her feet over her shoulders at all?
You know, it, depending on what the acts are, yeah, everybody does a little bit. Like the show backstage, it's, I wish we could like film it, or I wish we could do some sort of VIP experience where people could experience what happens backstage, because it's just as entertaining a show as it is as the one on stage. And part of that is the nature of these skill sets, right? When you are contorting your body and turning yourself into a pretzel, or throwing a 100-pound girl 20 feet in the air, all that stuff, they're constantly warming up. They're constantly stretching and practicing and do so, run out on stage and do the little bits and do the comedies and be in the show. And then off stage, they're, you know, they got the chalk on their hands and they're getting ready to go, you know, wow the audience. And not only because of the nature of the performances, because it's circus, because they're dangling from ropes, you know, like I said, 30 feet in the air. It's also safety, right? Like you gotta, we don't have understudies and we don't have a net in this tent. So like, if you're flying through the air, you got to know exactly what the hell you're doing. If you're throwing people across a room, you got to know exactly where they're going to land and how to catch them.
Now, there are ways of, we should say that they are protected. You got these cords and back something. We know you're not going to go real. I don't think that you're going to hurt yourself. Not you, just you. Anybody's going to really hurt themselves, I hope.
No, those are the apparatuses. Those aren't safety. Those are just keep things out of the way of the lights. There's no safety.
Oh, it is dangerous then.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Yeah. I mean, again, but we're working with professionals. You know, it's dangerous to the degree that if I was to get off, you know, if I was trying to get up there and do the things these people do, I would probably kill myself. But these are extraordinarily trained professionals that have been doing this since they were 3-4 years old, you know. But that's what makes it so exciting. It's there is that, you know, that there's no safety net, but you also know that these people know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, but
by the way,
circus in general, it's always a little element of danger, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, when people ask me to describe it, you almost want to, you never say it's like Cirque du Soleil. It's not like there's bits of Cirque du Soleil. Sure. You have moments when you will feel like you're watching a Cirque du Soleil kind of show, but that's because of the acrobatics and the gymnastics, yeah, and the things.
A lot of the performers come from Cirque du Soleil. A lot of you know, there's so much overlap, you know, whether we're talking about the Broadway world and the music world and rock and roll and theater. It's the same thing with the circus. You know, you get performers from Cirque du Soleil and from Seven Fingers and from all these different, you know, backgrounds. And it's, again, it just makes for such a delicious stew, if you will. Maybe stew, yeah, isn't the word, but it's
by the way,
a
for people who,
lot of talent and experience for sure.
And you could, unless you're walking down the right street, sort of miss the place, because unlike the Nederlander Theater, which is just down the street from you, or the Cadillac Palace, just down the street from you, yeah, the best thing I can do is, I would want to talk about where we are. It's the Cambria Hotel. And for people who aren't sure what that is, next to Garrett's, literally next to Garrett's on Randolph.
Yep.
But talk about, so the Cambria Hotel, but even there, you don't walk in, you don't walk right into the theater. You're actually part of a hotel.
That's honestly one of the coolest things about the experience. I think sometimes to the chagrin of our producers, like I think we're tired of being the best kept secret in Chicago. Mm. I think we're ready for Chicago, for the all of Chicago to know that we're here and that we exist.
And you're on buses and billboards, yeah, so we know you're there.
Oh, no, of course. But it's just, I think we set the tone from the moment you walk in, because everything is unexpected. You're going to go to a hotel to see a show in a circus. Like what does that even mean? And you walk into this little lobby and you go into a service elevator and it's like, well, okay, this is weird. I'm in an elevator.
Because you could be checking into the hotel
on this 14th floor, and you walk in and all of a sudden you're in this massive, gorgeous sort of space with these beautiful chandeliers and these like 40-foot high ceilings, and it's truly like, you know, in the sense of a speakeasy. It's not like this tiny little thing, but it is this very secret thing that you would have no idea it exists until you see it with your own eyes. And you walk into this incredible space, this gorgeously designed, you know, atrium, and inside that is this, as you mentioned, this 110-year-old Spiegel tent. You know, that again, I think there's maybe 100 of them in the entire world. And it's extraordinarily unique. And what's cool is, like, what I don't think people realize, and I didn't even realize at first, is if you're familiar with the Nederlander Theater, I think the Harry Potter show's right there, where we perform, we are in their former fly space. So we are actually located directly above their stage. Is where all of
is that right?
Our shows take place. Yeah, that's how they were able to, like, so when they were building the Cambria Hotel, if I remember correctly, what would be the 14th and the 15th floors, that was the fly space for the Nederlander Theater, and they just knocked one of the floors down, and that's why we have the space. That's why there's room for this tent to exist.
I never knew that.
Yeah, but I could be totally wrong. Don't fact check me. Maybe fact check me. But whatever it is, it's really cool. It's really, you would never guess it was there. You would never know if you just were walking by.
With the exception that now there are all sorts of posters and signs out front, so we do know you're there. You've also appeared there are Teatro Zanzani shows in other cities, and actually even other countries. I think you played one other location, right?
Yeah, my first experience with this company, it's funny, I was born and raised in Seattle, and so my whole life I grew up seeing the billboards, and that's where Zanzani was first created. That's where they are based and sort of took off from. And so years later, right before the pandemic, actually, the first time I ever worked for them was in Seattle. But they also existed quite successfully for over a decade in San Francisco, and now Chicago is their sort of second concurrently running outpost. So it's a little empire. It's a small one, but you know, and what's cool about it too is it's family owned and operated. You know, it's one guy and his wife, and like they love the form, they love the performers, they love the style and the circus, and they bust their butts. You know, it's not an easy thing to pull something like this off. It's not a cheap thing to do, and you know, they don't have a bunch of billionaire investors and a cast of thousands making this all work. It's a very small team of people that love what they do and work very hard to create something really unique and really exceptional and memorable that truly doesn't exist in the States anywhere else.
You've appeared in Chicago in a variety of things. So I often, when I'm talking to actors who are in a, you know, Harry Potter or something like that that's going on now, I'll often ask them the difference because many of the Harry Potter actors were actually in the Broadway version. Sure. But a lot of producers would ever want to start and test their shows out in Chicago. You performed in the show in Seattle, but you were here for Jersey Boys and Travis. I'm sort of curious, how do you describe the Chicago audience versus audiences that you appear before in others? Because I think we're pretty sophisticated, pretty good audiences.
No, I agree. I mean, it's funny. Chicago has been a home away from home for me for many, many years. The city has been very, very good to me. And, you know, I think it's reciprocal partially because Chicago is they're fun. They're a great sense of humor. They're educated. They're smart. I think, like you said, sophisticated. They're not going to sit through crap. They're not going to, you know, you can't, Chicago's not an audience you can condescend to. They're more savvy and they're more discerning in the best way. But also I think Chicago is naughty. You know, there's something about that concept of second city, that little bit of a chip on our shoulder. And for me, at least, that's something I identify with a great deal, you know, and I love that as a result, there's sort of this willingness to go a little further, have a little more fun, get a little randier, be a little naughtier. It's truly one of my favorite places to perform. And for me, it's one of the cities where I feel like, you know, depending on the kind of job, you have to sort of color within the lines. You have to play within a certain, you know, set of expectations. And in Chicago, I really feel like I get to be really authentic. And I get to, you know, I don't have to sugarcoat anything or pull my punches. We get to have a really fun time with the crowds here because again, and it's everybody here is really smart and everybody here is kind of no nonsense in the best way when it comes to entertainment.
One of the great things I love about the cast, and I obviously know a couple of you and have met others through the course of time, but you know, look, you've got the credentials you have, which are superb. Liv and the America's Got Talent thing where, you know, she just blew it up over there. This could be the kind of show where there could be competing egos among the people in the show. You don't get that sense at all of a greater than thou thing among any of you.
Part of it is because what we all do something so unique. And, you know, it's not like you're in a Broadway show where maybe you have two or three understudies and you've got somebody that wants your job and, you know, 100 other people audition for the job. There's not that kind of, competition isn't built in from the start. It's not a finite thing. What's special is everybody in the show is a star. Everybody in the show is hired to do their unique, specific thing. And so what you get then is a bunch of really motivated, really talented people that are working to create something uniquely whole together, knowing that like, okay, it's like, you know, it's like, I'm going to bring the salt, I'm going to bring the sugar, I'm going to bring the spice, you know, whatever it is. So it's like, we all bring something unique to the table. And what you get to make out of that is something that works really beautifully in concert with one another. And specifically with Liv and I as vocalists, I was such a fan of hers before I got to know her and become friends with her.
Yeah, you were a fan of hers before you ever got cast in the show with her.
I tell this story all the time, and I remember a good friend of ours, Storm, who's also performed at Zanzani, also is a tremendous vocalist. She and I were both big fans of Liv Warfield. And I remember one time, the first time she commented on an Instagram post of mine, I had to screenshot it and send it to Storm because I couldn't believe the Liv Warfield like even knew who I was, you know? And now she's one of my best friends, and we get to sing together every night. And there's just... It's like that. Like, everybody's so excited to work with these incredible people that there isn't ego involved. It's just the joy of how lucky we are to get to have the experience. It sounds so corny, but it's absolutely the truth.
No, it sounds like a dream. And you do have people will come in and out of the show over time because you and Liv are kind of mainstays here, you know, sure. For quite a while. You're here into February. Yeah. I can say that, right? That you guys are here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's on sale till the end of the year, but the plan is to be here till February. This show will be here till February.
Okay. When somebody else comes in, if it's a different skill, if it's a different something, how do you go through that? Because it's a new dynamic, right? You're having to get used to new people and the new dynamics of all that.
That's a great question. And it's really unique to this experience because, you know, if you have a new cast member in, say, Harry Potter, they're going to wear the same costumes. They're going to say the same lines. They're going to, you know, you have to put them into the show, but you know they're going to be doing the same thing that the other person was doing. To some degree. In this show, it's not like that at all. So it can be a little bit more work for the cast and the crew. Like, we have to tech and we have to you have to support them in getting them literally integrated into the show. But if we have somebody new come in, it's an entirely new skill. It's an entirely new, if it's a singer, it'll be a whole new set of songs. If it's an acrobat, let's say it's a trapeze artist instead of a straps artist, that's a whole different it's a whole different discipline. It's a whole different skill set. So for us, and I think for the audience, that just keeps it really exciting. It keeps it really fresh. It keeps us from getting too, you know, rote or too stale, you know. And like I said, like, it's just the fact that this show has the kind of flexibility to be able to have, you know, a drag queen in one moment and then like a vaudeville clown the next and never skip a beat. You know what I mean? It's really special.
Do you find people, by the way, at the end of the show, I know the show's supposed to be over, people are going to leave, but I get a feeling because the bar kind of remains open after people kind of stay on and hang around for a while. And actually, a lot of you guys will come out into the lobby.
Yeah, we love it when they do. And we encourage that, you know, like obviously the experience itself is contained and, you know, it's sort of built around this meal. So you start with a little appetizer and then there's a salad course and your mains and then dessert. And the show kind of follows that format. So dessert and then the show kind of ends. But yeah, you know, we love, again, because it's such an intimate space, we love the opportunity to get to walk around and talk to everybody and see how they've changed. What's fun is to watch the audience, maybe somebody who's a little nervous or a little unsure about what they've gotten into at the beginning of the show. By the end of it, you know, they're standing on their feet, you know, swinging their whatever, like dancing on the tables with us. And it's so fun to get to watch the audience evolve throughout the night and to see their experience of the show change. And so afterwards, when we get to actually hang out with them, you know, meet them, talk to people, it's special for us. It's validating, right? You know, it's not just like you want to hear you did a good job, but it's nice to know that you actually made a positive impact. You if somebody had a bad day, you were able to turn it around, whatever. So that's special. And because there's no fourth wall, we have the freedom to do that. And we all like drink, so we're always going to hang out and have a glass of wine after
this. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why not? So when people go online to get their tickets at Zanzani.com/Chicago, can you say sure. slash, or do I have to say forward slash backwards slash? Because I don't know which one.
I should know better. I'm terrible. I don't.
I have no idea the forwards and the backwards. I do one thing and it always works. Anyway, but the thing is you get this map. So what the other thing you're not seeing, unlike a Ticketmaster site or something where you're just seeing the proscenium seats in the theater, here you're actually getting there's this inner circle around the stage and then there's this other level. Do you have a sense of, if you were going to advise somebody, says, where would you sit if you were coming to this thing? I'm one of those, put me at the front, put me right on the stage, but that's me. But what would you say to the more normal person who just says, where's the best place to view this from? Because there's so much going on.
I mean, if we're being honest, like, of course, I'd say sit in the inner ring because that's the more expensive ticket. It's still a business. But it is true, like you said, like, I feel like there's no such thing as like a splash zone per se. You know, nobody's going to be disturbed or disrupted or get wet or anything in the show. But the closer you are to the stage, the more in the mix of the action you are. Now, that said, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, as farthest away in one of the booths or if you're right in the center, the show happens everywhere. Your people are going to, you're going to get that personal attention from everybody in the cast, no matter where you sit. Now, logistically, if you're somebody that doesn't want to be, you know, maybe pulled up on stage or whatever, maybe the second outer ring or the booth is going to be a feel safer for you. But
you notice that you just said feel safer because you make exactly. your way out there. Let's be honest.
Because nothing is off limits. I don't want to say no one's safe because of course it's a very,
it's just fun.
I think what's fun is if you have the means to come and see it more than once, I think it's cool to see it from different spots of the tent, because as I said, you will notice different things. You'll see, even if it's the same show, you will see a different show entirely depending on if you're by the bandstand or if you're by the entrance, if you're closer to the stage or if you're in one of the booths. And, you know, it's to the show's credit that it is able to create such a truly, like I keep saying, unique experience, but like that's what it is. There's nothing like it. And there's nothing like it that is able to check off all of the box. You know, it's dancing, it's music, it's circus, it's comedy, it's food. You know, if you want to go have dinner, come to Zinzani. If you want to see a great show, come to Zinzani. If you want to laugh, come to Zinzani. If you want to go to a concert, come to Zinzani. If you want to get up and dance, come to Zinzani. Like, what else can you say that about, that it like really manages to seamlessly achieve so many different kinds of experience under one tent in one
tent?
And
we've had this whole conversation, and not once, my bad, have we mentioned the orchestra, the band that plays with you, because underneath everything, it's not like there's a soundtrack going on somewhere. So let me give you a chance to give you the moment to do a shout out to those.
Yeah, we have an incredible, I want to say 5 or 6 piece band. And, you know, this goes sort of to what you were talking about playing for Chicago, especially as musicians. You know, this is a music town. This is a music savvy audience. And that's one thing that, one area where there can be no holding back, where there can be no, you know, faking it or phoning it in is with the live music aspect of the show. And of course, Liv and I certainly would like to take some credit for that, but really it comes from Theotis Rogers, who's our music director, and truly a legendary pianist and organist, not just in the Chicago music scene, but worldwide. Like, he's been band leader for some of the biggest artists in R&B of the last 40 years, an incredible musician. And that band is filled out and supported by a host of equally iconic Chicago musicians. You know, we've got horns and brass instruments and obviously guitar and bass and drums but everybody on stage, you know, it's a 5-piece band, but everybody's playing more than one instrument, you know, so the band can accommodate any sort of style or sound, and they manage to create so much with so little. And they truly are the unsung heroes of the show, because, you know, we all have moments where we're not performing, you know, like maybe Liv and I are out there singing a song, but then somebody's going to go do a contortion act and we get 5 minutes off in the back. The band is always playing. And then when the show isn't like happening, like you said, there's these little breaks for the meal service, the band is still playing the entire time for all of that. So they really are the true stars of the show, and create, they're responsible for creating the experience that everybody has, and managing to do it in a way that, you know, I don't think people even realize how involved they are at times.
This is just a great opportunity. I mean, yes, all the talent is great, but I'm biased here. I mean, the notion of getting to see you and Liv Warfield so up close, the kind of people you'd think you're just going to see on some concert or some stage somewhere and never actually get to say hi to or meet, which is probably true elsewhere. But here, this is an opportunity to get to say hi to you. And from time to time, by the way, you know, Liv will do a show somewhere in Chicago where you just see her and her band. And is that any of that on your schedule?
Not lately. It's hard for me because I'm based in New York. So as often as not, I will be on days off sort of flying to New York. Like, I was there a couple weeks ago shooting a music video with my band. You know, there's a week where I will be out of the show to go on tour with Brass Against. I haven't had the opportunity to do something like that here in Chicago in the way that I would like to. But Liv has a big show coming up at Teatro Zinzani on November 18th. And maybe there will be a little special guest performance.
Oh, I hope
maybe.
So. I plan to be there. Cuneo, I thank you. We're going to get cut off here, so I don't want to have that happen to you. Tickets can be gotten at Zinzani.com/Chicago, where you can learn more about the show and see more about it. The Cambria Hotel into February. You don't want to miss it. You are an amazing talent and an amazing friend, and I thank you. Great legs when you go back on stage, and thanks for being with me for this show. Thank you, Cuneo.
Thank you so much.